This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Gujarat starting from today. During his visit, he will participate in various events in Surat and Navsari. In anticipation of his arrival, authorities have implemented tight security arrangements. One of the key highlights of his visit includes addressing a massive public gathering in Surat, which is expected to accommodate around 1 lakh people. A grand dome and other infrastructures have been set up at the cost of rupees 4 crore for the event. On March 8, marking International Women's Day, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Navsari district for special programs. He will participate in Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Varanasi Borsi, where financial aid worth over rupees 450 crore will be provided to more than 25,000 women from self-help groups across the state. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai has interacted with around 200 tribal youth under the Tribal Youth Exchange Program in New Delhi yesterday. These youth, belonging to tribal district of Chhattisgarh and Odisha, are currently on a tour to national capital. Interacting with this tribal youth, the union minister said that a lot of development program work has taken place in the left-wing extremism-affected district of the country. He mentioned that network of roads and railways have been developed and new schools have been opened in this district. Mr. Rai said that the tribal communities have contributed a lot to the country's struggle for freedom and preserving its culture. He appealed to the youth to contribute making India and a developed nation by 2047. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India will develop its own graphics processing unit within the next 3 to 4 years. He said that the cost of India's AI model competition GPU is the lowest in the world at around 67 rupees per hour after a 40% government subsidy. Launching the AI Kosh, AI Compute Portal and other AI-based initiative in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that 1 year ago, the India AI mission was approved by the cabinet and the country has achieved a lot of in the field of artificial intelligence. He said that earlier, the government has set a target of 10,000 GPUs but surpassed the target and reached 14,000. The minister said in the coming 5 years, India will among the top 5 nations in the world in key technology sectors like semiconductors, artificial intelligence and telecom. The 86th meeting of India-Bangladesh Joint River Commission began in Kolkata yesterday. The problem of river flowing between India and Bangladesh will be a major issue of discussion. Our correspondent reports, after the secretariat-level meeting of the two countries, a 6-member technical committee, including representatives from both countries, may be formed on the issue. The technical committee will be essentially decide the future of the agreement within the next 3 months. The issue of the formation of the committee will be taken up at the meeting of the Joint River Commission. The Ganga Water Treaty was signed between India and Bangladesh in 1996. The two government bills, Nagaland Town and Country Planning Bill 2025 and Investment and Development Authorities of Nagaland Bill 2025 were passed yesterday during the ongoing budget session of 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. Three new bills, the Rule for Administration of Justice and Police in Nagaland Bill 2025, the Nagaland Work Charged and Casual Employees Regulation Bill 2025 and the Nagaland Good and Services Tax Bill 2024 were also introduced in the House. In the Women's Premier League WPL T20 cricket match, Mumbai India beats UP Warriors by 6 wickets. Chasing 151, MI knocked off the target in 18.3 overs. UP Warriors set a victory target of 151 runs before Mumbai Indian at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekinath Stadium in Lucknow yesterday. UP Warriors scored 150 runs for 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.